I went by Trail Branch Tuesday afternoon. I just wanted to go by and visit Brother Charles's grave and then hers after she was buried. And I tell you, I saw so many people there that it's my relatives. And like I found all of the graves and people like Brother Ben Lord and his wife and just so many that we have known that have passed on and left us. And it was sad to think about Brother Charles. I know he's not the only one, and he won't be the last unless Jesus comes back today. Maybe there'd be none of us to pass away. But it seemed like his death was just untimely. It seemed like he was doing so good, well, and then they did the surgery and something happened. Before I sit down this morning, I might quote you a verse from Revelation 14. Where John said, I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. John said he heard a voice from heaven. Somebody said one time, they asked a question, you say you've heard the voice of the Son of God, what did it sound like? And the answer was, if you'd heard the voice, you wouldn't be asking what it sounded like. See, God's voice is not like my voice. I can scream, do a pretty good job at it. Of course, I'll tell you, last Monday I couldn't because I lost my voice. Now, there may be a lot of folks that say, well, pity you didn't lose it for good. No, I'm glad it didn't last long. But I'll tell you, salt and black pepper and a little vinegar and warm water does a good job. Now, I didn't take God out of it. I believe God gave me my voice back. A lot of people, when I tell them what I gargle with, they just cringe. And it's not a good dose, but it helps, seem like. So it said, you say you've heard the voice of the Son of God, what did it sound like? I believe every one of us heard the voice somewhere in our past life. You know, John said in John 5, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. And they that hear shall live. See, every elect, every chosen child of God will hear the voice of the Son of God. Isn't it a great blessing to know this morning not a little baby passes away, but what God can speak to it, like He did John the Baptist 3 months before he was born to his mother. We've all known of little babies passed away. We walked out here not long ago with a little baby for its funeral service. And I was reminded then of years ago. I came here one morning. I don't even remember whose baby it was, but it didn't live. And we came here and had a little funeral service for it. And I knew it was down this way somewhere or another, and I never could find it. But the other day I went out there and I saw some cement, and I saw the name Little Baby Boy was all it had on it. I want to tell you, I'm so glad God knows where that little baby's at. One of these days, He's going to call again. You know, Job said, Thou shalt call and I'll answer. We have seen the first resurrection, we were born again. And one of these days, there's going to be a voice from heaven, Jesus coming back Himself and gather all of His elect in the four wings of the earth. And know what? He's going to glorify us. But I said, how do you all know that? Because we read it in Romans 8. He's the only one can. And one of these days He's going to. And John said, I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. You know, the apostle said, But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, Let him that glory, glory in the Lord. Really, there's nothing else to glory in but the Lord. Everything here is going to perish with using, but the things of God, they return. And so our works are going to follow us. Thank God I know better this morning. I don't have to rely upon my works following me to the resurrection. If it did, I wouldn't make it. I remember a man one time came here long, long years ago on a Sunday night. I'd never met the man in my life. I haven't seen him since. He's gone on to be with the Lord, I believe. So he preached his sermon here one night, and he had a son sitting on the front seat there who also was a pastor. And he was preaching his sermon, and he said, you know, he's as good as I got, but he wouldn't make it. I knew exactly what he's talking about. He said, by works, he wouldn't make it. Aren't you glad it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but because Jesus imputes His righteousness to us? One of these days, we're going to leave here and we're going all the way to heaven. Somebody told me one time after I made a statement like that, they said, "You're not going anywhere, you're going to be carried." I said, "I've never been carried anywhere I didn't go, so I'm going to heaven. Going with Jesus and all the family of God." Brother Philip reminds me, I heard him say something about, he heard me say one time, "If you don't love me, you better start, because if you're going to heaven and I'm going to heaven, we're going to be stuck together for eternity. You can't get rid of me." Won't that be wonderful? And just thank God it won't ever be dry, won't ever be wet, won't ever be flood, won't ever be any more deaths, no more sorrow, no more heartache, no more going to the doctor and hear the bad news. Just going to be good news for eternity. And just think, we're going to praise God from whom all blessings flow. So we can be thankful this morning. Our works are not going to follow us to the resurrection. I tell you what, when you leave this world, we're going to remember you by the life you lived. I believe that's what that verse is talking about. And the works do follow them. I hope we can let our light shine. Did you know, just if we all was in this dark room, you ever been in a dark place and you just had one little match and it was sufficient? Heard about a man one time, and I'll close with this. He left home one morning, forgot to check the oil in his car. And he pulled in this parking lot and he was going to check his oil, and he couldn't see how to check his oil. Some man stopped and said, "Can I help you?" He said, "Yeah, I'm trying to check the oil in my car." And he said he had a light that you could hardly see even the light, but said it was just enough of light to check the oil in my car. And I learned that day to never make fun of another man's light when you don't have any. Let your light so shine. May the Lord bless you.